we're trying to understand how it is that we have found ourselves in November 2011. Unbelievable. Beth McDonald, AAA editor, talking to us in regards to what's going on in the stars and in ourselves. Also, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com at 963-0847. Try that one again. 963-0842. Going too fast. See, that's what happens. We are moving so fast.
Well, you know, that Sagittarian energy is a fire sign, and fire moves. You know, the notable thing astrologically is we've kind of took a pretty massive corner, and a lot, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, a lot of things that had been in Scorpio have now moved into Sagittarius, which just moves a whole lot faster.
I love the word jovial.
Yeah.
Also, the word jocularity. And, of course, everybody knows that from the
and
TV series. And what's that?
Collegial.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Those are very Sagittarian words.
Collegial actually sounds more like it should be in a college dictionary, or that, oh, I go to the collegial college.
Yeah, it just reeks of party.
It does.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of things going on now. One of them is, you know, there's more of an emphasis on having fun, connecting with the people in your world, attending to whatever your personal karmic priorities are, one of which is, for those of you who are inclined, don't forget the election on the 8th. It's a mail-in one. You've got to drop off your ballots or mail them in. Don't forget that. There's a big, fat full moon in Taurus on the 10th, and that's a time of completion. So it's a good time to finish up projects, bring things to their natural conclusion, and start a new cycle.
I think that it is appropriate for us to take time to be joyful and joyous, because I can tell you right now, only just because human nature is, that the next calamity, the next upheaval, the next rug that gets pulled out from under you, no matter how large or small, it kind of undoes all the joy. So take it while you can get it at this particular point in time. But always remember, even when the rug gets pulled out from under you, the joy hasn't gone. You just let go of it.
Right. And that's the heart of, you know, Buddhism right there, is just, how do I simply be at peace? If I can't be happy, how do I at least be at peace, or at the greatest place, the place of greatest possible peace? No matter what's going on.
And again, I certainly encourage people to get out and vote or mail ballots in. That's assuming you live in the city. If you're in the county, you get to watch.
Yeah, if you're in the county, you get to watch. But for those of us in the city limits, man, get going on it.
I'm just sitting here going, okay, it's a mail-in ballot. What is there to watch? Okay. But it's time to have a little fun. Enjoy yourselves. We are heading into the holidays, which is, in a way, that's rather appropriate to try to don't get 100% festive just yet. Kind of work into it. Kind of wind it up like that proverbial jack-in-the-box, you know.
Right.
And just enjoy the movement and enjoy the play and the excitement.
Especially this year, you know, there are so, you know, we have to do the holidays different this year.
Yeah.
Simply because of economics. And money doesn't buy happiness. You know, you don't need the presents. You don't need all the decorations. If you hold the spirit of the holiday season in your heart, the material stuff does not matter.
You know,
and that's what we should be, you know, the vibration we should be holding and teaching our children.
You know, that's interesting that you put it that way, because I remember hearing a quote from the late Steve Jobs that he lived in an ordinary neighborhood, just in a regular neighborhood, in a regular house. People could walk up the front door and knock on his door, you know, go into the back and see the barbecue grill. The man did not live an ostentatious life. He lived a very simple life, and he didn't want to lose that just because he was making billions of dollars. And he had the joy and the excitement and the creativity in his life.
Yeah.
I mean, those elements we don't have to lose no matter what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, and that's part of why we're here. According to some, that's what we're here on this planet to learn.
Now, the 10th is a full moon, so the week is good to finish projects and bring things to completion. And they also say that, I've heard that said, obviously there are multiple times throughout the year to do that, but also for an individual, it's auspicious for us as we head into the end of a year to complete things, or even as you head into the end of your birth year.
Right.
So you have multiple times throughout the year to try to bring things to conclusion and completion.
Well, and there's small project completion and large complex project completion.
Okay.
And the, you know, the full moon is more about smaller smaller things.
Okay, so the little things that you're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in my case, being sure that I've got all of the firewood ready to go for the winter.
Yeah. Very
exactly.
Much so.
Okay, so people can get in touch with you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. They can also call 963-0842, and ask you pretty much anything. They can set up an appointment with you, whether it be in person or if they're listening on the internet and to the stream. They can do it over the phone, or they can also have you ever done any type of consulting via emails and or like texting or chatting, that kind of thing?
No, because it's too time consuming.
Okay.
I'm dyslexic, and it's I can speak so much faster than I can type. But I do Skype and phone. You know, most of my work is people out of town, out of state, off the continent, you know, by Skype or phone. So, especially if there's a group. Skype is great for meetings and group work.
That's very interesting. So you and again, it talks about, you know, you're consulting with both individuals and what, businesses, corporations, companies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, last couple of years, a lot of legal work, a lot of lawsuits, mediation, divorces, that sort of thing, financial planning, even a couple of Securities and Exchange Commission investigations.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, our world has changed so much. And the type of work that I'm doing has really changed a lot from strategic planning to a lot of crisis management. And so I like the strategic planning better.
Yeah.
But good crisis management means no more crises in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, I've often thought that if the planet Earth was to hold a seminar for the rest of the universe, that would be the subject matter, crisis management, because that's what we do. We manage crises rather than preparing, you know, ahead of times for the inevitability of these kinds of things.
Right. That's one of the things we're here to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Beth. We'll talk to you next week, and we look forward to hearing some more good things, and hopefully the joy continues.
Awesome. Let's keep it going.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'll be back with a new tongue in just a moment.